We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Running around the desert together in Las Vegas.
Carrie! Vegas. Carrie's in Vegas.
We're broadcasting live at the MGM Grand in Vegas before the big Pacquiao Broner fight tomorrow night here at MGM. And we've been in the media center all day, and I wasn't sure if you guys were going to stop by or not. And then it just happened to work out that you got to sit right down. So thanks for coming and hanging out with me. David Feldman. Who, get right up on that microphone there. I cannot believe you have pulled off what you have pulled off. And I wanted to talk to you about it because in Boston, we're always the last ones to legalize anything. We love to ban everything. And we finally are starting to get casinos. You're doing legal bare knuckle fighting. Oh, wait, hold on. Your microphone's not working. So we're going to have to share a mic over here because that one's not hooked up. Hold. Yeah, I don't know why your mic's not working. So we're going to go old school. I'm going to hold it. All right. So tell me again what you were doing.
We are the, you know, it's an unbelievable, purest form of hand-to-hand combat. It's fast-paced. It's awesome. It's action. But if the Bostonians can drive 45 minutes up the road to Manchester, New Hampshire.
I knew you were going to say New Hampshire because we have to go over the border for booze on Sunday for so long. We had to go over the border to get tattoos for so long. So you're saying that, of course, Massachusetts isn't allowing the bare-knuckle fighting, but they're allowing it in New Hampshire.
Correct. At this time, they are actually entertaining it, though. We're going in front of the commission very shortly. So I think it's going to happen in Boston sooner than later. But the next show, actually, after this February show we're doing is in March in New Hampshire. So come on up. Be our guest. It'll be great.
We got legal weed now. So, I mean, they're open to legalizing almost anything at this point.
I hear you. So, yeah, why not bare knuckle fighting, right?
So we're here because we're promoting a traditional boxing match. The UFC is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Now all of a sudden we're getting legal bare-knuckle fighting. But when it comes to, say, the NFL or ice hockey, everybody's talking about CTE and brain injury. Is this not more dangerous for fighters to fight bare-knuckle? Okay, I got an expert here. So what's your name?
I'm Chris Lights Out Lotto. I fought in the UFC 20 times. I've been there for years. I had professional boxing. The only reason I'm still fighting is because this is way safer than boxing or MMA, I promise you. It's kind of counterintuitive. You don't think that. I mean, there might be a little bit more blood, but I'm talking about brain trauma. Absolutely not. You got to think about it. Every boxing match, you're getting hit 30 times per round in the head. You're not doing that here because people are getting cut out, cut open, or knocked out. So the brain takes a lot less trauma in the long run. This is obviously much safer. Talk to any doctor and they'll agree with me.
Now, tell me about your hands. Boxers spend so much time taping up their hands, making sure the gloves are right. You're hitting someone in the skull with your bare hands over and over again.
Well, see, that's the thing with this. You don't really want to hit him in the skull because if you do that, I promise you are going to break your hand. So what you want to do is you want to aim for the face. So you have to kind of take a little bit off. You have to be very more judicial with your punches. You know exactly where you're doing. It's more precise than boxing. It's more precise than MMA. It is more of the sweet science than actual boxing because what you're trying to do is hit him in the right place without breaking your hand. So there's more thought process that goes into it and more of a technical aspect than you would think.
Just this conversation is giving me facial pain because I crashed my motorcycle a few years ago and I had to have, you crashed your bike too?
Yeah, hit and run. Somebody ran me over and it took off. But.
And I had to have surgery on my face to reconstruct it. So I'm sitting here thinking just what it took to put my nose back together and you're telling me that's the best place to hit somebody.
Absolutely. I mean, if I hit you in the top of the head, I probably have a good chance of breaking my knuckles or my hand in some way, but like Dave was saying, there's been 70 fights they've had, and there's been one broken hand. So people know what they're doing. It's not what you think is people going out there and just winging punches. People are very strategic with their punches, but they're coming to fight. And that's the beauty of this sport is, you know, people still understand that this is a fist fight. It's not a, I'm going to try and out jab you, or I'm going to try and, you know, win the decision. I'm going to try and hold you down like you. It's I'm going to come in here and punch you in the face as hard as I can, and I'm going to win. And that's what makes these fights really, really exciting right now.
What is the future of combat sports if we're getting to the point where we're doing bare-knuckle fights? How far away are we from putting fighters in Lady Gaga raw meat dresses and throwing them into cages with lions? Is that a couple years from now? And what are the wagers going to be in Vegas on something like that?
Come on now. See, you're the misperception that we're
No, come on. I'm only kidding.
I know you are. I know you are. Actually, we do have lines on this fight. If you go on the internet, you can find lines on these fights. You can find gambling lines on this. That tells us we're taking another step forward, that people are wagering money on this thing. This thing is growing fast. We're only on our fourth show now, and we're really turning a lot of heads. And we're being looked at from some really, really big networks, and we're going to have a reality show popping pretty soon. So,
and like we were just talking about, that is a perception, but it's not like it seems. It is safer, and it is more skilled than other sports. Just because, you know why they put the gloves on boxers was so the fights would last longer. You know, people wouldn't get cut open as much, and what that does, people don't realize, is that brain hits a skull every time. That's why you hear boxers, when they've been boxing for 20 years and they can't talk right, and you're like, that scared me when I first started boxing. I didn't want to end up like that. This is a solution for that. I told somebody earlier, they said, what do you do about these NFL players having concussion problems? I said, take away their helmets, put leather helmets on them. They're like, what? They'll have more head problems. Well, they won't. They won't dive in there and ram each other at 100 miles an hour. They'll be smarter. That's the same thing here. You don't just run and throw punches the wrong way and lead head first. You're smarter when you box like this. It's more technical and it's more exciting.
It's also what makes it more impressive when you look at a guy like Pacquiao that's been in it for so long. And, of course, this weekend there's also some football games coming from Boston. It makes it more impressive that a guy like Tom Brady is still playing after all those years as well.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm a Philadelphia guy. And,
oh, God.
And we beat you guys.
I was there in Jacksonville when we beat you guys the first time.
But Tom Brady has to be, though, the best person that ever threw a football, ever. So I'm going to give you props there.
We're in Vegas, and the Eagles aren't in it right now. So where's your money going this weekend?
New England.
Yes, that's what I wanted to hear. We got a Philly guy cheering for New England. All right, tell everybody where they can go to get more information on the bare-knuckle fights, especially the ones up in New Hampshire.
They can go to our website at bareknuckle.tv. That's bareknuckle.tv. On our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at bareknucklefc. You can get all the information there. Our next fight is February 2nd, live on pay-per-view television, the same network that you can watch Broner and Pacquiao on, same channel, same place, or you can get it online at Fight TV.
I appreciate you guys coming by. Thanks for hanging out. Go Pats.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back with more. We're commercial free. It's the WAF Workday Blitz 2.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.